summarize now what we've learned about quantifying genetic diversity. You know that there can be many alleles for a given gene, and each allele has a particular frequency in the gene pool. Loci, or genes with more than one allele, are polymorphic. The frequencies of all alleles of a gene must sum to one, and you've learned how to measure the frequency of the alleles of a diploid gene in a population, given by P plus Q equals 1. We use that information to calculate the frequency of diploid genotypes that we would expect under the random mating assumption of Hardy-Weinberg equilibrium, given by P squared plus 2PQ plus Q squared equals 1. You've compared that estimate of expected heterozygosity with the observed heterozygosity to calculate the inbreeding coefficient F for a population. And you're able to estimate how much heterozygosity will be remaining after one or more generations of genetic drift. Now you have all the tools you need to solve problem set 3 on conservation genetics.